Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
We're all about the Archers. I'm Philippa.
And I'm Quentin.
And we are here to talk to you all about what's happened so far this week. We will be covering Sunday the 11th of February, Monday the 12th and Tuesday the 13th of February. You have been warned there will be spoilers. So, Q, my Quentin, what did you think of the week so far? What did you think about tonight, Tuesday's episode?
Before I say anything, I think I need to start calling you Paula instead of Philippa after your big breakfast style on the bed interview with Brian last week. So if I call you Paula instead of Philippa, that's the reason why, because I am still in awe of the way you handled Brian / Charles on his hotel bed.
Have you forgiven me for interviewing him myself?
Never. Never. That's as much as I like you and admire you and fond of you, it's going to take time. It's going to take time. He did give me a name check.
Yeah, I sent it to you as a ringtone to use on your phone. Are you going to be using that?
Yeah. And it's gone into a personal file. Yes, but it was a triumph. It was a brilliant interview. It really was. It was fantastic. And anybody who listened to it would have been thoroughly entertained. And he's so immersed in the Archers, its history and his character. And it was a really interesting interview. So well done. And I'm not saying that through gritted teeth.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Well, not through gritted teeth.
Right, is that it?
Well.
Have we said it?
Yes, me tonight.
Oh, God, Harry. Oh, dreadful. Mm. Oh, he was absolutely how Harrison anticipated he would be. I don't like these horsey types. And he was crass, wasn't he? Asking Fallon and Harrison, have you got any kids? Oh, my God, you're not pregnant, are you? And you're just, like, dying inside, weren't we? And I was pleased Harrison said, you ask a lot of personal questions, it's not okay, and off he stormed. I thought, blimey, this is going to be fun. And then Harrison was all Harrison and was all nicey-nicey when he came back. But Harry went down on my estimation still further. I've told you he's a wrong'un, but nobody believes me. What do you think?
I don't know if we're
just trying too hard.
Yes, exactly. Right. Because I've got my guard up about Harry. He was very nice when they came over and he apologised. So are we being fed all of this? And are we jumping in and assuming? I'm still very concerned. And I'm concerned about how Alice tolerates his behaviour, because he insulted her best friend, allegedly. And yet she was like, oh, they'll be fine. I know she's smitten with him, but come on, Alice, he's being nasty to various people that are important in your life. We have, you know, we heard him being nasty to Chris and now Harrison and Fallon. So, yeah, I expect better.
I mean, to be fair to Harry, he was just trying to make small talk. They are of the age where you think they might be thinking about kids, I suppose. And he was just throwing it in just to...
I don't think you raise that with anybody, couple.
Not that early on, not when you've... Yeah, just met. It's ridiculous. And I mean, because he doesn't know anything about them, he didn't intentionally go out to insult them. He was just trying to make conversation. But you don't pitch it in like that at that level, something as personal as Harrison said. So, you know, for all his smoothness, Harry. He's quite socially inept, isn't he? Because, as you say, he treated Chris very badly a couple of weeks ago, didn't he? Going around and patronising him, setting up that meeting. And now he's really got under Harrison's skin as well. So, I mean, I know Lauren loves him, but, I mean, I've yet to be convinced. I mean, he's just going downhill, in my opinion.
So is that a flop? Is that definitely coming under the title flop for the week?
So it's in the flop folder because there are quite a few this week. So, yeah, any flops, he's straight in as the freshest flop, shall we say. I mean, Harry was crass. Paul, in his joking way, was pretty brutal, wasn't he? And cruel, I thought, to Alistair. He said, I mean, you're never going to be anybody because you only have spent your time with Jim, Jazza, true, and my mum.
He just doesn't know he's met his mum already.
Yeah. I thought, oh, that's a bit harsh, but then I thought, well, that's true. It's true. And then Alistair was, again, you know, I keep using the word crass. He piled in and said to Denise, why have you sent me this card without even checking out the ground a bit? And she'd like, what do you want about? I wouldn't send it. It's cheesy and inappropriate. So we had some really stupid behaviour.
Well, fair to Alistair, there's no other female interest that he's aware of, despite this list of people, the gecko owner, Bridie Cameron, Judith with the chinchilla
Judith,
Babs, Sean who has a cavapoo, and Peasborough. Mandy Peasborough. Yes.
Yeah, it's got plenty of potentials.
Q, I know you're happily married, but as am I, but say you received a Valentine's, say you were single-ish and you received a Valentine's Day card, yes, you might be quite excited, quite happy to get that. And it turned out it was a marketing campaign from a dating company. How would it make you think, oh, I must sign up with this dating company?
It would have the reverse effect.
Exactly. It's the worst marketing campaign. Yes. Well, it's Ambridge. Yes. There you go.
Yes, yes. I mean, I'd be initially flattered and amazed that I'd received a card, Philippa, at which point you step in and said, I'm amazed. Thank you. You're good. You got tee them up. And there you go. But no,
I'm like Alice on the mini golf.
Yes. Holes in one. Well done. But no, that was awful, awful marketing thing. So tonight was, awkward, I'd say. The whole tonight was an awkward episode. I mean, you're still willing to give Harry the benefit of the doubt, then, are you?
No, I mean, I feel like there's something going on, but I feel like that with every new character that comes along. But it was just tonight when I thought he's just being awful and so inconsiderate. But is that just him and it's no worse than that? But then we're still waiting for these results from the doctor that we haven't heard any more about. So anyway, let's look at the week as a whole so far. Any other faves?
Okay.
Well, we've not talked about faves. What are your faves so far? Any?
Right. There was one fave became a flop. Because I was taken in by Tony. I thought, he sacked Adam. Because I'm no fan of Adam. I thought, yeah, he sacked him, hooray. So a fleeting moment, I let myself dream. And then, of course, it turned into one of these dreadful, interminable practical jokes that we're all heartily sick of. And it just collapsed into a flop because it made me think, oh, my God, are they still going on about these practical jokes? I can take no more. And we're nowhere near April the 1st. So make it stop. So, yeah, fave turned into flop. I thought when David announced that he didn't need to be shown the ropes in the bull when he rolled up his sleeves, no need, I know what I'm doing. And you just think, oh, no, you don't. This is going to be awful. So I quite enjoyed that moment.
I did, yeah.
My other fave moment was the birthing of the early calf. I enjoyed that scene. I thought that was rather nice. I needed that after the appalling practical joke that Adam tried to pull. So those are my faves, I think. How about you?
Yeah, you've mentioned the joke with Tony and Adam. I have never written down so many exclamation marks in my notes when I'm making them before.
That's saying something.
I was so furious. First of all, I believed it was happening. I thought, how can he sack Adam when the whole business seems to depend on Adam and he was sacking him in front of other people? I didn't think that was good procedure anyway. But I don't like this. I don't like Tony and Adam brewing up this joke to play on Clary and Susan.
No,
it would be better
funny
if Tony had played it on the three of them to teach them a lesson. But it was as if they were teaching Clary and Susan a lesson, who really hadn't done anything that wrong. And then he shouldn't be messing. It felt a bit like the men versus the women. And I didn't like that at all.
It just wasn't funny. It wasn't funny. It was a nasty joke, I thought.
Yes. But yes, just as you, the scene with David at the bull yeah. suddenly is the busiest it's ever been, miraculously. Yes. They've obviously got the electrics working. Have they paid the electrician's bill? I don't know. I love the fact that David spent 12 and a half minutes chatting to Derek Fletcher.
Yes, I got that. Yeah, that 12 was good. And a half. Not 12, it was 12 and a half minutes.
Yeah. I loved it when Lillian's voice in that episode, the way she takes a word and builds so much into the such sort of sarcasm coming through. And when she ended it yes. with, you know, absolutely the dream team, the way she said yes. those words were just a joy to hear. My question for you, though, is how well run is the Brookfield Events Barn? Because David said, oh, he's got all his training from the Brookfield Events Barn. Yes. I'm quite concerned about that.
There was a scene, wasn't there, between Pip and Ruth? They were complaining that they were barely able to cope with because David's now at the bull all the time.
Yes. Pip up at 5 a.m. without a cup of tea.
Yeah. I didn't really clock the barn issue. I'm afraid I probably zoned out at that point. But it jarred with me. Because shortly after he sacked Adam, Tony goes to Brookfield to help, doesn't he? And he talks to Pip and she says, oh, are you able to help out? He says, we've got plenty of people at Bridge Farm today. And I thought, you've just sacked one of them. You haven't got that many staff. And that should have been the indication that actually it was just a joke because he hadn't sacked. Food, as you know, I don't really pay much attention, but I was delighted that the Sunday episode, I think, had no food references apart from, and this caused consternation amongst Archer's listeners. Apparently, Lillian appeared to say tomato, tomato twice. Nobody understands why. So that's the only food reference I saw on Sunday. There was a food reference on Monday to Ice Cream by Susan. I defy you to find any more.
I've written down cheese and onion crisps and a lovely roast dinner. I don't know how I've got that.
Oh, right.
And eggs. We heard the mention of eggs. I'm very concerned about Hilda going to these classes, this kitten clinic. The vets are only doing to make money flogging cat products. So how that's going to transform Hilda, I don't know. But we're already virtually out of time, Q. So quickly, who's your star of the week?
Hold your horses here. Because she was holding a calf, I'd say Pip. I'd never say that. I enjoyed Pip delivering the early calf. I enjoyed that scene. So Pip amazingly gets it.
Fair enough. And I'm going to say Lillian because just the way she's having to cope with David. Now we need to move on to predictions. Can you give me your predictions?
I have one.
Go on.
And I think when Susan recounts to Neil about this ha-ha-ha practical joke of Adam's, he's not going to be happy. Neil will not be happy about Adam and Tony's practical joke. And I think he's going to threaten the two of them with industrial action, an industrial tribunal for the duress and trauma it has caused Susan and Carrie, not to mention us, the listeners as well. So I think, Neil is going to threaten them with an industrial tribunal.
Wow. Well, I'm just looking ahead to tomorrow. It's going to be Valentine's Day. And I'm kind of dreading what we're going to hear. I don't want to hear Alice telling Harry that she loves him. Who do I want? Well, I don't know who
it's
I want.
It's the obvious pub, moment, isn't it?
Yeah, the pub's going to be too busy. People aren't going to be able to cope. Not looking forward to tomorrow's episode, I think. But there we are. We will be back now on Saturday. We've got a special interview with the Reverend Alan Frank.
Oh, yes.
Q, you and I did that. That was very exciting. Looking forward to that. And next Tuesday, I'll be back with Lauren. We've got the Patreon event coming up on the 7th of March, haven't we?
Yeah, looking forward to that. Yes. Meet some of our patrons, see what they've got to say, try and recruit some more and have a laugh with that, yeah.
Yes, looking forward to that. And of course, we've got the wonderful Facebook group where you're very welcome to join us. But that's it. We've taken up your time. We'll leave you for the rest of the evening. So it's a goodbye from me.
And it's a very goodbye from me.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.